Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the
green bass tumble. And happy Tuesday, everybody. This is Rich Sheban live from Montana. And for those of you who are new listeners, what I do is I try to give bullet points from articles, interviews, and video clips because this is an information war. It's looking like with the illegal immigrants coming over the border that we will probably go kinetic. I sure hope it we don't. If we can wake enough people up, enough people to have these uncomfortable discussions everywhere, maybe we can stop all this from happening. So what I do is typically, as the program continues, I give less details from these articles, interviews, and clips because I'm running out of time. And I want to thank Jason for engineering the program from Minnesota and Vince for giving me the 2 hours today going solo because he's catching up on farming. So with no further ado, as usual, I have way more prepared to discuss than time allows me to do so. So what I'm going to do is dive right into it here, folks. And this is a video clip, and it's posted on X. It's posted in a couple places, but to Whatley, to Laura Trump, this needs to be on every campaign poster for Donald Trump, on every campaign ad. Every time you say the word campaign, every time you say the word rally, this one-minute clip needs to be shown to the people. And what this is, folks, is a video clip of Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. And so God forbid the mainstream media says I'm going to put a label on it or take it out of context or propagandize it. Or all the lies, gaslighting, and hoaxes that go behind all this from them, I am going to literally read to you this one-minute clip of what Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer says. Okay, first, Nancy Pelosi's on C-SPAN, and I got this off of Citizen Free Press. It's also on Twitter.com, or I don't know, maybe it's X.com now, I don't know, but it's posted on X. So I am going to read what Nancy Pelosi says, and then I'm going to read what Chuck Schumer says. So listen to this, folks. This says it all. Here we go. This is Nancy Pelosi speaking on C-SPAN in 2008. So basically, these clips are, what, 15 years old-ish? Think about this. Not that long ago, and really in time. Quote, I'm quoting Nancy Pelosi, while we need to address the issue of immigration and the challenge we have of undocumented people in our country, we certainly don't want any more coming in. Here's Chuck Schumer. This is 2009. And at the top right-hand corner says Washington, 2009. And he's in the foreground of a blue background. that says Georgetown Law. And here's Chuck Schumer. Illegal immigration is wrong, plain and simple. Until the American people are convinced that we will stop future flows of illegal immigration, we will make no progress on dealing with the millions of illegal immigrants who are here now. And on rationalizing our system of legal immigration, when we use phrases like undocumented workers, okay, I'm going to stop for a second and just throw something in. Do you know how many phrases they're using besides undocumented workers? How about newcomers? That's the latest phrase. It's all professional wordsmithing, folks. All of it. This is why they used all this media propaganda, the subliminal messaging in every movie and sitcom. Hegelian dialectic. It's all fake. It's all phony. It's all make you give up. It's part of the mind control. It's part of the psychological conditioning and the psyops. All right. Let me continue with Chuck Schumer's message to the American people, to the world, really. We convey a message to the American people that their government is not serious about combating illegal immigration, which the American people overwhelmingly oppose. If you don't think it's illegal, you're not going to say it. Folks, this is coming out of Chuck Schumer's mouth in 2009. I think it is illegal and wrong. People who enter the United States without our permission are illegal aliens. And illegal aliens should not be treated the same as people who entered the U.S. legally. People. This video that is about a minute long. I mean, obviously, I was a little lengthy. I was purposely trying to enunciate and go slow so you wouldn't throw up in your coffee cup and choke on your breakfast. These are the same people who are literally facilitating an invasion of mostly military-aged men on our soil. So when I read comments from things like this, words come up like pimps, actors, sellouts, traitors, destroying America for personal gain. The people get it. But when you see hypocrisy, when you see professional wordsmithing, when you see people who sell out and sell the narrative of the week, the month, the year, it doesn't matter. They have sold you out. So what's changed in 15 years? When people are bought and paid for and blackmailed, remember how people are motivated. We've given the psychological studies. I've mentioned many bullet points and excerpts over the air over the years. They're going to motivate you by fear, by ego, / pride, / saving face. In other words, they know through psychological conditioning that most people cannot admit that they were wrong. Remember the many, many, many examples we've given about the COVID, I use this bioweapon vaccine in quotes, or social distancing or masks. We've talked about this till I'm out of breath. But how many of those people who wanted you to do all that, after it's been scientifically proven wrong and proven to be a bioweapon, how many of those people came to you and said, I'm sorry? And, of course, bribery and blackmail. usually AKA money. Those are the three main ways that people get motivated. Be controlled. And then when you look at Nazi programs that DARPA and the NIH have used and the PSYOPs behind words like sustainability and climate change, and it's basically a program or subsidiary of a program called MK Ultra. It's mind control. And they use technologies and manipulate people's mind through frequencies and electromagnetic radiation. All this, the surveillance, tracing, tracking, hacking, human gene editing, school shootings, all this, all the climate change, the Agenda 21, it's all lies, it's all fear, it's all planned. So I'm going to keep moving on here, folks. I'd love to do more small talk. I don't have time. This really is the home stretch of freedom right here. This is it. Dollar down 20% since 2020. Joe Biden, what does he blame? Greed. So literally our dollar, your dollar in your pocket right now, has plummeted one-fifth since Joe Biden came in. One-fifth of purchasing power. So Joe Biden doesn't want to acknowledge his role in all the spending out of money out of thin air and all the welfare going to the elite. No. He wants to blame capitalism and corporate greed, even though the government and big corporations are working together in a fascist system. Even though the big corporations received from the government tons of grants, subsidies, money printing, PACs, lobbying, special interest here, special interest there, while they're creating robotics, automation, artificial intelligence to eliminate your job. Not to mention the fact that this great reset has been planned for many generations while they're selling weakness, victim group status, protecting the super wealthy and their kids, and redistributing wealth to the top 1% under things called wokeism, which is really what, folks? Identity politics. It's all part of the psyops, all of it, all the corruption. Now, when we talk about inflation, and we can go into many different rabbit holes here, inflation isn't just money printing by the government. It can be just a loss of confidence. You know, when you give hundreds of billions to Ukraine here, billions to Israel here, and all the ridiculous programs that we've mentioned on the air. And when I say we, I don't mean just USAPrepares.com. I mean the alternative media. So you're going to get a loss of confidence, and your currency crashes. You lose value. You lose purchasing power. That's the consequence of all of it. And then all the peripheral consequences after that are, you know, no qualifications for a job, no rule of law, nobody's earning a job anymore. So basically it delegitimizes work on purpose because the powers that be are pushing universal basic income and pushing and embarrassing other groups to feel entitled to not only play the victim group status card, but demand to lower the bars of standards, expectations, the qualifications for a job. So now we have a situation where there's no value being turned and going to the products or the services anymore because too many people aren't earning their job.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. xtendovite.com. That's xtendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Welcome back, everybody. Rich Sheban sitting in for Vincent Finelli today as he catches up on farming. All right, folks, it's impossible. I say it all the time. I never accomplish it. I have to lessen my tangents, my rabbit holes, and my details in order to go through so much important information that we all need to know. That first video clip, you know, to Laura Trump, to Whatley, you know, it's pretty obvious. There's so much election fraud. I got some here today. I can't even do it all. Every category, I can spend the whole broadcast on just one category, but there's so many important things. But to Whatley and Laura Trump, we need to unite the red counties. We need to have separate elections because the powers that be are going to do everything to eliminate elections this cycle for 2024. They're going to bring in some type of hoax or some alarmist fear-mongering tactic to try to eliminate elections. And we have to have a grand jury set in each state. So, because obviously our lawyers, our judges, they're bribed, they're blackmailed, they're just not doing their job. And how many articles have we given where it's not just the left, but the rhino bought and paid for blackmailed Republicans, the traitors, the sellouts, they have total disdain and hate for the American people. We no longer have representation anymore. They're just representing themselves and the world's wealthiest. That's it. I mean, remember MTG? Oh, it was pretty recent. She gave a list on all the federal workers that should be impeached. But she made it very clear the post office didn't even deliver a lot of mail-in ballots. Why is that, folks? Do you remember that we said how the post office got exempt from the COVID mRNA spike protein nanotechnology shots? Do you think that that might be linked? Please, if you don't, send me a check and I'll send you a bridge. Okay, here's a great example. Dems have flipped this Alabama House, state House, seat by 10 points in a special election. This was just a few days ago. Do you remember me giving an article, folks, where Alabama had more anomalous voters than real voters, and they were going to try and flip the state from red to blue? I remember that. No one's doing their job, people. No one's doing their job. The alternative media / new media, we're doing more work than every government organization, institution, lawyer, and judge and politician combined. It's a very, very sad, sad time for America. Next article. It's pretty lengthy, but I'm going to give you the bullet point of it. It's an article from Democrat North Carolina Governor Cooper. Basically, Roy Cooper, Democrat, stated that the Republican candidate for superintendent of the state schools, her name is Michelle Morrow. He's saying publicly, excuse me, he's saying publicly that she is part of an extreme group of Republican candidates running statewide in the state of North Carolina. I'm sure he said that because Mark Robinson is running. And I'll tell you, if you guys vote in Mark Robinson, your state will thrive. Your state will be safer. And I guarantee you, he will sign legislation like, I think, was it Tennessee or, no, Louisiana? I can't remember. But I'm going to discuss it today if I have time. Where they're creating legislation that makes the UN, the World Health Organization, the World Economic Forum, and all the legislation moot. So anyway, Roy Cooper is stating that Michelle Morrow is an extremist. Guess why? Because she homeschools her children. I have a category called the ridiculous, the sublime, the stupid, the unbelievable. Thought about putting that in here, but who knows if I'll ever even get to that category today. Next, Biden's Red Flag Center defies the Constitution in more ways than one. People, everything about this Red Flag Center that was put in that $1.2 trillion bill is illegal. Where are our judges? Where are our lawyers?
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Update. President Biden will visit Baltimore Friday following the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the president will meet with federal and local officials and get a look at response efforts on the ground. More people are using cash to buy their homes. USA's John Schaefer.
In February, over a third of home purchases were made with cash. That's according to a recent report by the real estate firm Redfin. The figures emerge amidst persistently high mortgage rates. The proportion of all cash purchases nearly matches the peak of all cash buying of 38%, which was observed in 2013. Redfin also notes a substantial increase in the median down payment for homes, rising by over 24% compared to last year.
Texas health officials are reporting a human case of bird flu. The case identified in a person who had direct exposure to dairy cattle presumed to be infected. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Watch it.
Oh, no, there's something happening.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot...
Why today? You've got your...
Take my...
When you go to
the... For 2 seconds, sir.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome to the Facts, Evidence, Proof, and Truth Hours on USA Prepared. So I'm already deleting material, folks. I can't believe it. So I'm going to try to shortcut already this early, but give enough words to keep context of the message I want delivered. So here's a study on fatherhood and crime, and basically a war against men is what it says. So it talks about father absence and more violence. It talks about more juvenile crime when the fathers are gone. talks about how dysfunctional the household is. And this study is where there's been 56 school shootings, only 10% of the shootings were raised in a stable home with both biological parents. So 90% is bad news. And this data that suggests that 72% of adolescent murders and 70% of long-term prison inmates come from fatherless homes. And even people who feel, especially children who feel close to their fathers, 80% less likely to spend jail time. Now, there's exceptions to every rule, but these studies and these articles are all over the place. Look, how many times have we talked about this type of stuff, how they're blaming men, especially white males, and if you're heterosexual, you got a Christian name, all this stuff, it's all a campaign to take down America, to lower the bars of standards, expectations, and qualifications for the job. So, again, you have too many people not doing their job. How many times have you heard me suggest about having, you know, Biden talks about greed, especially from whites and males? Well, how many times have I suggested let's have laws of excess? Let's put a lid on net worth and inheritances for whites. I've even called out Cori Bush on this because she's always blasting men and especially white males. Well, let's do this. You can't have over, say, a $2 million net worth, and you can't have, let's say, over a $500,000 inheritance. But how would that work for the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers, for Joe Biden's kids, for John Kerry's kids, for Nancy Pelosi's kids, who often get board, fancy board jobs for doing nothing in countries like Ukraine? See, it doesn't work that way. Bezos, Gates, Soros, all these people. Everything's being run mostly by whites and by males. But they don't want to have laws of excess. They want to just keep preaching this BS and go after the poor and middle class. That's what they're doing, folks. How come Liz Cheney, and this is, you talk about nepotism connections. How come Liz Cheney started with a $7 million net worth, which where did she get that in the first place? Oh, that's right, her daddy. And now she's worth over $44 million, a 600% increase? How does that work, people? Are we going to see laws of excess for all these whites? No. Because it's the aristocracy controlling the serfs. That's what it is. All right, I got to move on here, folks. Wow. I mean, I could talk about each one of these articles and video clips and interviews for an hour each. Don't have the time. We need information. We're in an information war. And here we go. Because we're literally living the consequences of decades of inaction towards political correctness. Pretty soon there'll be no justice at all. And a wealthy elite are going to take down the masses of people. And while they're planning hoaxes and fake hate crimes and using big tech as a takeover, it's not going to be pretty. Because the people in charge literally care more about manufacturing their perception of self-importance and self-interest and self-preservation. But they're selling their benevolence in the foreground. So we're literally listening to rhinos and treasonous traitors and American sellouts everywhere, from D.C. to the mainstream media, big corporations, in this fascist system we live in. Remember I talked right before the last break about how Red State is passing a bill to oppose globalists at the World Health Organization, the United Nations, the World Economic Forum. And it was Louisiana. I dug it up during the break. I was going to get to it, but I didn't want to take the chance on not confirming this before, because I'm lucky if I get to 50% of what I've prepared for. So basically, this bill unanimously passed the Senate in Louisiana on the 26th of March, just a week ago. It's Senate Bill 133. So basically, it eliminates any jurisdiction or power within the state of Louisiana. Every state. You hear that, Greg Gianforte, here in Montana? Every state should pass this bill or a bill similar. Every state. Stop being lazy. Start doing your job. Stop subscribing to ignorance, apathy, indifference, and just overall intellectual laziness. Please do your freaking job. All right, here's, this is really lengthy. So I'm just going to tell you right now, there's a movie called Climate the Movie. Please write this down. This is a homework assignment. Climate the Movie. And YouTube is doing everything to censor it. You can get it on Rumble and you can get it on the X platform. Climate the Movie. It's total. It's about 80 minutes long. I saw the whole thing, and I'm going to give it to you basically in seconds, okay? But I want you to all listen to it because I can't give you all the specific evidence and proof this movie gave because of time. It's Martin Durkin. He's the one who talked about climate change and all this. Climate the Movie. Please see this. Climate the Movie, the cold truth. It's basically all this fake science behind the climate scam that they put into the foreground. And the film also explains how the global elites, and you got to pay attention to this, folks, they're literally inventing scams, and they build a trillion-dollar industry all around the scams. And they literally have, they're creating vested interests on who will sell this phoniness, this fraud, and then they're also aggressively censoring and attacking those who contradict the official narrative. But there's so much on here. I don't have the time to go over it. I saw the whole thing. It was very well done. They use words like proof, evidence, facts. We have to, the whole world needs to see this. Here's another article right here, just backing up from a totally different source. And it's titled, How is it possible for every other country to be warming up twice as fast as the rest of the world? I've got articles here from different, mostly mainstream media, bought and paid for, let's just call it bought and paid for media, okay? Who hardly anybody's paying attention to anymore. Let me just read you a few of the articles that have recently come about. Finland is warming faster than the rest of the world. Canada warming twice as fast as the rest of the world, experts say. Australia is heating up faster than the rest of the world. South Pole warming three times faster than the rest of the Earth, says a study. New England warming up faster than the rest of the world. Israel warming up almost twice as fast as the rest of the world, data shows. China heating up twice as fast as the rest of the world. Africa is warming more faster than the rest of the world, report. Folks, how can each one country or one segment of the globe be warming up 2 to 3 times faster than other places? I mean, it's all a hoax, all of it. And, you know, this Green New Deal, how come one of the world's 100 most polluted cities, all but one, pardon me, of the world's 100 most polluted cities are in Asia? It's a takedown of America. It's a takedown of the Western world. It's a takedown of the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, free speech, common sense, logic. It's the takedown of everybody who's going to be the serfs if they're not in the 1%. That's the bottom line. All right. Can I go off into tangents here? This is an article. It's pretty lengthy, but I've talked about this so much, and there's still tons of information on this scam. DEI to blame for Baltimore Key Bridge tragedy, according to Utah Republican. And, of course, everybody knows DEI is diversity, equity, and inclusion. More fraud. Phil Wyman, for governor, he posts, this is what happens when you have governors who prioritize diversity over the well-being and security of citizens. Folks, they don't care about well-being or security. They care about an agenda. They care about making you submissive. They care about breaking your will. They care about insulting your work ethic, your ability, your intelligence. They care about degrading and disrespecting you. They don't want to empower you. So anyway, there's this commissioner, as per Phil Lyman for governor, which was opposed, and they talk about the port of Baltimore, and this woman, Corinthia Barber, apparently she's a black lady, he says she knows nothing about ports. See, when you lower the bars of standards and expectations and qualifications, you got to remember, folks, we have said this. I am blue in the face talking about this. Wokeness literally means this is a World Economic Forum globalist elite plan. And this is in their speeches, this is in their white papers, this is in their literature, let's just say literature, books. They brag about this stuff. They want to collapse society under the veil of wokeism because they want to put the least qualified people in charge of everything. And you remember a recent study where these woke people are likely to be more miserable and suffer from mental health problems? It's a real thing here, folks. When you get a job that you don't earn, that you know you got it because of your group, your hyphen, and your pronoun, and you're setting precedence to where somebody who worked harder, and I've said this a million times, you should judge by hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications, job standards, merit, all those, you know, those weird things that built our country. You're not transferring value. Look at every product. Look at every job. Look at every service. Unless you're talking about the trades, there's hardly any value because these people aren't earning their job. This is what's happening. All right, I hear music coming here, folks. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to say this real quick. This is too funny to pass on. James Carville's is triggering the left by saying...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wall of Fire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I tried to squeeze this in, and I know I didn't do it because I heard the music come in. It's titled Laugh Out Loud. James Carville, he's saying a bunch of stuff. You know, he's basically a mouthpiece bought and paid for by the Democrat Party. And he says he's the Democrat Party is dominated by preachy females. And he also says that he's warning the Democrats that young minority voters are leaving them in droves. And wait till I get to the illegal immigration slash economic news, and I hope I get to it. Basically, a lot of this stuff, especially the preachy females, folks, forget about what group you're in. I've been telling you this for years. You're being used. You're being played. Concentrate on basic things at this point in history, like food, water, shelter, energy, building and honing skill sets. And be aware that all these experts and official authorities who you think have credibility and brag about transparency, which they is all lies and gaslighting, and concentrate on how they've betrayed the trust of the people and corrupted their own profession. It's not just government and academia, and it's everything, medicine. Oh my God! Look at the so-called vaccine. Do you really want to call someone a doctor? You know, maybe if you're Sherry Tenpenny or Ryan Cole or Peter McCullough or Betsy Eads, you know, the heroes behind the scenes. But most people aren't doctors. They've been psyop with greed and corruption and racketeering. Everything's dishonest, folks. We have to look at the facts, the evidence, the proof, words that used to mean truth. So Carville, especially with preachy females, it's just a curveball, folks. That's all it is. The biggest, true, is the biggest arm of the Democrat Party, non-married females? Absolutely. But we got to give people a chance to wake up. The biggest problem is, remember, people are motivated by, we talked about this many times, including earlier in the broadcast, by fear. And what second? Ego, pride, saving face. We have to give this information in the facts so people can wake up. A lot of it's distractions. A lot of it's dumbing down certain parties. A lot of it's divide and, most of it's divide and conquer strategies. It's a say-anything strategy to see if the macaroni is going to stick against the wall. No group is safe, people. And if your religion is polls or poll watching, you can't believe this either. And you have to remember that when the Democrat Party says something that Trump does or that we do, they've already done it or are going to do it. It's called projection, people. Okay? All right, I gotta move on. Nothing, Dave Benner, quote, nothing ruins the reputations of smart, skilled, and brilliant non-white males more than DEI. It's absolutely. It's destroying everybody. When you eliminate merit, words like equality, fairness, tolerance only consolidates power, money, and control. Do you understand? It makes work and going for jobs illegitimate. It eliminates all value. Then everything gets centralized because the useful idiots have been played. So they fight each other based on group versus group, and no one sticks up for we the people. You have to look at the propaganda behind everything, folks. Okay. My behind. Okay. Suicide rates around the world. Guess where America is? Ranked number 4. And for every country I'm looking at right now, you know what's the highest? Regarding gender, assuming there's only 2 genders, right? Men suicide, the suicide for men around the world is breathtakingly. I'm looking at the graphs here, folks. It's between 2 and 5 times more than women, than females. Males versus females. Think about that. What do you expect when you've had years, decades of the powers that be saying you can't control your own destiny, that even though you are better through hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications, job standards, merit, and the powers that be say you can't get that job? And I've told you my personal story many times. When you can't get that job because you're not female, your gender, the gender you identify as, your skin pigmentation shade, your sexual orientation doesn't match up to the narrative, and you can't control your own destiny, this is why this happens, folks. I hear music in the background. Listen, I want to tell you right now, we appreciate you being here. Please use this information. Please share it. Please discuss it, even if it's uncomfortable. And we'll see you for hour number 2 right after this break.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.